Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast.
Part two.
Our first part two.
Yes.
But I'm surprised because with the amount of tangents that we go off on, I'm surprised there's not more part twos.
Yeah. The episode would be too long if we kept it as just one. So we're splitting it.
Too long. Anyways, this episode is a continuation from our episode 2 weeks ago. And so we had talked about some reality dating episodes on TV. And so basically gone off on a huge tangent and we decided, hey, why not make it an extra episode for you? And so here it is. Continued. But I also think there is a group of people, they're, like, into that. Like, they're into, like, open, not
like
the breakup
honesty?
Thing.
No, sorry.
Like, open relationships. I was going, exploring, I want that kind of thing. That's just not for me.
Yeah.
But I understand there's a group of people who would prefer that.
Like, in the sense that you've been dating someone for a long time mm-hmm. and you're going to open your relationship?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah. But as someone who doesn't feel that, I cannot understand.
Yeah, it is. Okay, because here's, like, I feel like a recent thing. I don't really know how recent it is, but, like, now on dating apps, mm-hmm. you can say that you want, like, is it called, like, ethically non-monogamous?
Ooh, I had never heard that word.
You can, like, put your preferences, basically, that, like, oh, yeah, like, and, you know, before it was, like, you would get people, like, looking for a third or something mm-hmm. in their, like, open relationship. But now you can say, like, you know, consensual, like, non-monogamy. And I'm like, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's...
You can do that anywhere, though. But I guess you're, like, kind of... Anyways.
How many options are there?
There's a lot of options.
Oh, my.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, and just, like, the fact... I mean, I guess it's good because then you don't get people who are, like, looking for a relationship. But it's like, they just advertise it so blatantly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, well, you never know. What if you, like, meet the one?
Right?
Does that mean, like, me being a romantic? Like, oh, we might
you never
the
know.
One.
Yeah. Know. But also, you know, you gotta know if that would eventually, like, be an issue for you.
But it is interesting to be, like, right off the bat. But it's, like, it's different from, like, friends with benefits.
Yeah.
It's, like... Because friends with benefits sort of seems like you'll be friends.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Ethnically, it sounds so, like, clinical.
It does. Yeah. As soon as you said it, I'm like, wow, what does that mean?
I had to Google
it. Break it down in my head.
I didn't know what it was because they just used, like, the acronym. And I was like, okay, well, I got to see what that is.
Of course, naturally.
I was like, I feel so old. I don't know what that means. It's wild out there.
It is, yeah. Everyone's got different preferences, and then you're trying to find the right person for you.
Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. I don't even know.
Yeah, you don't know what you want.
Yeah, so I don't put anything, because I'm like, I don't know.
You're open.
Yeah. But not to that. But it is like, you know, when it says, like, just, like, trying to feel it out kind of thing, that seems automatically like you're kind of like, I don't know. But mm-hmm. the answer, I mean, yeah, I guess I don't know. Whatever happens, happens kind of thing. I hear when people ask. I'm like, I don't know. But I don't want to seem like I don't know.
So you say, I don't know? Or do you not say, I don't know?
Normally, I feel like I try to evade the question.
Oh, good, good. That makes sense. Nothing wrong with evading the question.
I was messaging this guy, and then he was like, by the way, like, what are you looking for? And I was like, I haven't responded.
Is this recent?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about you while I was driving, and I was like... Haley's not gonna tell me anything unless I directly ask her.
Wait, what? When? Like, going to work today?
Many times, actually. It comes in one ear. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'll ask her next time we meet. And she goes, whoop, out the other ear. And then we hang out and I totally forget.
That's fair.
Yeah. But it's okay. Now I know. I'll directly ask you.
Oh, okay.
After the podcast. Or on the podcast.
So mysterious. I mean, what if it's gone? You forget it.
That's true.
To be in
are you dating?
Oh, not particularly.
Oh, yeah.
I've been like talking to people, but it never like goes anywhere.
Like just talking and goes anywhere as in a date?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we understand, we're like on the same page about terms.
Yeah, that like I've been telling myself not to ask people out on a date.
Oh yeah.
I feel like I've talked to you about this before.
It's okay, we can talk about it again. I don't think we talk about it enough.
That like, and so well, I try not to do that, and then I never get asked out, and I'm just like,
what's wrong with
they
people?
Just talk forever.
Why?
And oh so that's gosh. Why this one guy that I was like, we were kind of talking but not that long, but he didn't ask me out. He just said, by the way, what are you looking for, and then dropped his phone number. The thing is that I feel like you drop your phone number when you're like planning to meet up,
right? Yeah.
Or you say like, hey, I mean, like, it's just he just like dropped, like, you don't drop it
after you say,
like, that question. I'm like, what? I text you and say, hey, it's Haley. I don't know what I'm looking for. And that's, like, your text? Like, no, it's supposed to be, like, hey, it's Haley.
Let's meet at 7 at blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, because, like, I've dropped my phone number before, and I feel like I do it really, like, smoothly.
I think you're great.
Thanks, Amy. With, like, no context whatsoever.
And so, I can imagine it.
I was just like, okay. And then there's some people that's just like, hey, I don't use this app a lot, and then here's my number. But if you haven't like really talked, and then they're like not verified, I'm like skeptical like text them or don't something like that. But I'm like, I'm not sure if that's just like
a thing
that actually happens.
I've
never been like catfished, I guess.
Yeah.
They're always who they tend to be. Not that I've gone on, like, thousands of dates, but so far...
That's good. I know.
So, yeah, and then this other guy I had just matched with, and he was like, I'm not on this app a lot, and then he dropped his number. Or, no! Actually, he said this. He said, when are you free to talk on the phone? And that was his, like, first message to me.
Oh. Direct.
And he didn't drop his phone number.
Oh.
He kind of just like said that, and I was like, why don't we just meet up for a date then?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, you want to call me? That's weird.
Yeah. What if he, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt here. Okay. I don't know this guy, but what if
me neither.
What if he's a really bad texter and he just wants to just talk?
That's fair. Me too. I'm not a good texter at all.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you have to, like, text back and forth. Well, maybe he should have said that then. But hey,
I think I would prefer to be asked out on a date. Like, I'm fine. I guess he could be a serial killer. So maybe he's just really trying to, he was probably like, oh, this girl's not going to want to meet me.
Mm.
I probably would, though.
Okay, so.
You know, if it's, because I've, like, texted people.
Yeah.
When I was trying to get a double date, and I just, like, messaged a bunch of guys being like, let's go bowling.
Yeah.
And that was my first message.
Yeah.
And so, actually, the guy I went on a bowling date with.
Yeah.
After, like, not talking.
Yeah.
He was actually, like, really, really nice, and it was a really good date for the most part.
What happened to him?
Funny story is that I have a problem, like, leaving dates. It's, like, the most awkward part.
Oh, yeah, because they want to, like, kiss you or something?
Yeah, and they're like, here, I'll walk you to your car. And I'm like, I would prefer you don't walk me to my car, because sometimes, like, weird things happen.
At my car.
Well, because, like, they go in for the kiss, and a lot of times, like, I don't really want to kiss them kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of hard to, like, swerve that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so this one was weird, because it was the one, like, it was a pretty small parking lot.
Yeah.
And so... his car was first.
Yeah.
And so, like, I walked him to his car, you know, and mine was, like, just right there. It's not like it was really far away.
Yeah.
And so we were kind of, like, chatting by his car kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then I, like, couldn't figure out how to, like, leave.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay, like, bye. And I think he was, I don't know what, really.
Yeah.
Because, and that's the other thing, like, I get chivalry, but also, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, I'll walk you to your car. And I'm like, it's literally right there.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, two spots away.
Yeah.
It's right there. Like, why would you do that? Just get in your car.
Yeah. Wait, you said that? Like, actually said that?
I feel like low-key, yeah. Then I was like, I don't want you to walk me to my car.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, like, we're here at your car.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, I, like, couldn't figure out how to, like, sort of leave. So we had a weird parting.
Oh, yeah.
And then he texted me saying, that was weird. And I didn't know what to say. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh!
Because we had joked that, like, I was like, I have bad memory. I'm like, whenever something weird happens, I forget it.
Yeah.
And I try not to think about it. Because otherwise it festers.
Ooh,
And so, basically he said that. So I was, like, jokingly be like, oh, I don't really know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, because we had joked about that. And then he goes, I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. I was like, okay. And then I just didn't text him back. Because it was like... Like, yeah, I felt, and just, like, you pointed it out.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do with, like, confrontation.
Yeah.
Clearly, I have things to work on.
But did you like him?
Yeah. He was, like, yeah.
For like, a first date. Like, oh, he was cool?
Yeah. This was the second date.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But the first one wasn't an awkward leaving situation?
No. Okay, because that's the thing, is I was, like, nice. I thought we were sort of on the same page because... Yeah, after the first date, I tried to leave without him walking me to my car.
Yeah.
I was like, bye.
Yeah.
And then, but he ended up walking me to my car. I did not do a good job. And as we're kind of like, as I'm like trying to get my car and leave without like being kissed. Yeah, yeah. And he goes, he's like, I don't kiss on the first date, by the way. And I was like, awesome. Me neither. Or like, I didn't say me neither, but I was like, cool. And he's like, yeah, I feel like I really have to get to know someone first. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Me too. I like to get to know someone.
Yeah. So that was the impression I was given.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think on the second date, he was thinking, I know you so well now.
Oh, you had the vibe that he wanted to kiss you.
Yeah. And I think that's why he was like, that was weird. That I like left without, because like the first date, we gave him a hug. He was like, I don't kiss on the first date. I was like, okay, cool. Second date, give him a hug, go to leave, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. And he's being, like, weird and not letting me leave.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was the impression I got.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, he's like, otherwise, why would it be weird? I'm trying to leave.
Exactly. Yeah, then he'd just be like, oh, bye.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he'd be like, okay, cool. Like, why do you have to push... I mean, I get it. You kind of want to be a gentleman sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, like, walk me to my car. But if a girl is, like, seeming uncomfortable and she doesn't want you to walk her to her car, I mean, am I crazy to think, like, maybe you should not push that on them?
I just think guys are tunnel vision and that's their issue. They're just like, I'm going to kiss this girl. And nothing, they don't see the signs. They ignore the signs. They're like, gonna kiss the girl. Gonna kiss this girl. Like a robot. So no matter what you do, they're already on autopilot.
Yeah.
It's called kiss the girl.
Yeah, then like, I don't care. You know, like, yeah, when you like talk to someone and they were like, you were flirting with that guy. Like, it's a guy normally who says that. Girls know when it's an uncomfortable laugh.
Yeah.
Guys don't know. They're like, you laughed. You like that. I'm like, no, that was me trying not to be murdered.
Yeah, actually, though. Yeah.
So...
That was that.
Because, yeah, he was like, oh, for our next day, we should, like, you should come back to my place and we can go into the hot tub.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, well, I do like hot tubs.
So he double texted you after that? Like, for the
next
date?
No, because we were talking about that on a second date before we left.
Oh.
And then he never texted me for, like, you know, hey, let's meet up again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so that was that.
It's all right. Better that way.
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
Yeah. So that was, like, your best, like, the best ones out of the batch, the most recent cookie batch.
Oh, no, that was a while ago.
Oh.
No, I haven't gone on a date since...
The other guy that you told me about?
No.
Oh.
I've been on one since then.
Oh, yeah? Was it good?
He was really nice.
What happened to this guy?
The problem is that we hung out, and then it was... Mother's Day, and then it was my brother's birthday, and then it was my birthday, and then I went to Tennessee.
Yeah.
And then, and it was, so, like, that was, like, four weeks.
Yeah.
And so, like, I didn't have time to, like, do anything else, and, like, our texting wasn't good,
mm-hmm.
and so conversation just kind of, like, died.
Mm.
And so, like, that was that, basically. Like, I didn't have time to meet up for another date, because I feel like when you are, like, dating, you have to meet them.
Consecutively.
Yeah.
Especially
if, like, you're not good at texting like me. Like, I couldn't figure out what to say and how to keep the conversation going without meeting up.
Yeah.
That's
tough.
Yeah. So, that's why I was like, he was really nice, too, and friendly. Aww. So
maybe you can hit him up again and be like, hey.
Like, 2 months later.
Yeah, sorry, I was MIA.
Do you think I should? Because I was kind of like,
yeah.
Is that weird?
No, I think that's good.
Okay.
And then just be honest, like, oh, I thought we had a really good connection. But also, that's a two-way street for me, because I'm like, if you say something like that, they're like, oh, you're gonna want to kiss me and you want to be with me and da, 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 da. When all you wanted to be was honest, so you didn't think it was weird that I hit you up again 2 months later.
Yeah.
To a street. It could go either way. Yeah. You know?
You gotta play it out. See how it goes. And that's my other question for you, is that what do you think my age range should be?
For you,
my
I don't know dating apps. Is that what it is? They give you age range?
No, but like, they do. You can.
Mm-hmm.
But like, personally,
mm-hmm.
like, just mentally.
For what is guys?
Yeah, that I should date, you think?
I think...
Because I have a mental one.
Oh, yeah.
But I wonder if we agree.
But I also don't know. Because I was going to ask you, like, I don't know what... But I should answer your question. And then you answer my question. I think you should go 5 up and 1 or 2 down. Okay. 1 down, 2 down. Around our age.
Okay.
But not but too much younger. Yeah, too much younger is like, no, yeah. they're not mature.
I know. Because in my head, I was like, it should be equal on both sides. But then when you really think about it, 5 up and 5 down, 5 down is way too many.
5 down is like, I'm still in my partying years.
I know. I was like, 5 down? No, absolutely not. I feel like 23 is like pushing it.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
So that's why I'm like, but it's like weird because I feel like I'm seeing a lot of like 23-year-olds.
Are you? Is that the max?
Well, not like a lot, but like low-key.
A fair amount.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, 23, and I'm like, it depends if you're, are you turning 24 this year? Do you know what I mean? But then I was like, should I be that, like, focused on it? But, like, 23 seems too young, because I remember when I was 23, and that was, like, right before COVID hit.
And we know that guys are more, like, they mature
later.
Yeah,
yeah, so but I'm, like, 31, Amy.
Your 23 is, like, your 20. A guy is 23, you're 20. That's what I meant.
But 31, Amy?
Fine, like 4 up.
No, I know. So I was like, I'm with you though. Mine was like sort of like 23, 24-ish. Like to like 31.
Yeah.
But then I was like 31. I feel like, you know when they're like, oh, like, what do you want in life? And I'm like,
that's too much.
I'm young. I'm a child.
I am a child.
So I'm like, I need some, I don't know. I need someone 26.
Yeah, maybe don't bounce up too much. 29, don't hit the 30 mark.
Yeah, because I'm like 2 up, 2 down.
Yeah, when you're 30, you like, I feel like you gotta know.
Yeah, I'm like, 30, are you like looking for kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I do think our generation now has kids later.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's cool.
So glad we're on the same page.
Yeah. I like that. Good. Good dating choices. Yeah, hit that guy up again. If you felt like you had a connection. But don't be mad at me if he turns out to be a weirdo. I'm just going off of what you said.
Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, I don't... Because, like, I liked him and that he was, like, nice.
Yeah.
But I wasn't, like attracted to him.
Oh. But you said that takes time.
Yeah. But, like, I struggle with, like, I don't want to lead people on. But at the same time, if I, like, don't date them...
Yeah. Then you can't tell.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I'm worried, yeah, that I'm going to, like, text him and be like, hey, I feel like we had a connection. He's like, this girl's hella into me. And I'm like, actually, I just, like, I thought you were nice and cool.
Yeah. Maybe you should just say that. Sometimes, I have to tell you, my advice is from someone who has never, ever been on a dating app.
I know, but I trust you. I'm like, Amy knows everything. She's in a successful relationship.
But that's because, like, now in my head, because I'm in a relationship, I'm thinking like, oh yeah, just be honest.
She's like, this is so easy.
Just say how you feel, but then... Dating is a game. I've never played the game. I'm coming from someone who's never played the game. Is that a trustworthy source? Yes. Is that a good source? Is that an even better source than the people who play the game?
Any source is a good source. Because I have never... I'm like, I don't really know anyone who's, like, played the game. And even if they do, if they play the game, I'm not really listening to their advice anyways. Because they're, like, playing the game.
Yeah, they're good at the game. And you don't want to play the game.
Yeah, I don't really want to play the game.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I've just taken to, texting and messaging just, things, whatever. Yeah. I don't have to really think about it. Because mm-hmm. if they hate it, all right.
Yeah. As long as you're still having fun. Are you still having fun?
Yeah.
You guys are cool, except for... yeah, remember we talked about, the first date is the good date.
Yeah.
Anything after that, there's expectations.
Yeah, my first date, easy. I got that in
you
the
got
bag.
That one down? You got a couple of those under your belt.
I'm it's so easy. I don't know how people do it.
No. I have to know how people do it. That's crazy. Because I think that since our personalities are, pretty similar in a sense, we have that Venn diagram, the middle part is pretty big.
It's almost it's almost one full circle.
Which is also funny because our outsides look pretty big, too. You know, it's like...
You have an actual mental picture of our Venn diagram?
We're, outside, but... as I'm talking, it's, building in my head. I'm okay. Oh, yeah. It's big, but it's,
So big. You're thinking of our differences and our similarities right now.
Vaguely. As colors. There's blue, red, and purple.
Wait, what color am I?
Blue.
Oh, nice. Are you
purple? I'm red. You're purple plus. Yeah.
Gotcha, that makes sense.
I was going somewhere with this.
Sorry.
We're similar. Yeah. We're similar in that if I was in your position, I'd be in the same position. Because I wouldn't know anything.
I know. I kind of wish, because we weren't that close in high school. I mean, in college, also high school.
We just got close.
Yeah. So, I never got to hear stories of, when you guys first started dating.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure you had thoughts.
So many thoughts. I am so bad at signals because I overthink everything. So he kissed me and I was like, do you think he's still angry? That's how bad it was. We had this phase for probably a couple months where we would hang out almost every day.
Aww.
And I was just like,
is he into me?
No, because if you think about it, does he like me as a friend? Are that's we friends? Am I mm-hmm. reading too much into it? Are mm-hmm. we friends or are we not friends?
I mean, that's fair.
Right?
Because you would always default to, yeah, we're just friends.
Right.
Until he kisses you.
Exactly. But even then...
You're like, I'm not sure.
I'm not. He needs to... here it goes back. Words of affirmation. If he didn't say that he's into me, everything else, I'm not sure.
Okay.
So that's why. He didn't say anything. We're both pretty awkward. We didn't talk about it for 2 weeks.
Wait, after the kiss?
Yeah. We just carried on normal.
Honestly, relatable. Though. I'm not saying anything
until you say it.
Exactly.
So you can imagine the world of confusion I was in. I'm but we're still hanging out normal. Are we going to pretend that nothing
so
happened?
So confusing, dude.
Yeah, so maybe the universe was if Amy was in the dating world, dating app now, she'd be a hopeless case.
That's me though. Yeah. I'm hopeless. That's what you're saying. Wait, my question is after 2 weeks, what happened?
Well, the type A came out of me.
You brought it up.
Yeah. I'm like, this is it. What are we? Are we exclusive? Are we dating? Then take me out on a date.
I love that.
Thank you. Yeah, it took a while.
Good job.
It only took a month and a couple weeks.
Yeah, you're all good.
Yeah.
Things take time.
Right?
Totally. And look, here you are.
I know.
6 years
survived. Survived.
Wait, so is your anniversary the first date?
No, it's first kiss.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's romantic.
Because there was a lot of, a lot of months leading up to that, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And us sense. Being both, oh, no. Good times. It was horrible.
You gotta get through it to get here.
You're right.
See, so what I'm hearing, there's hope. You are my hope.
Oh, gosh. Which is also why I do not think that my opinions are, you gotta take them as a grain of salt. Because... a lot of times my brother asks me, oh, what should I do? Does she like me? Da, 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 right? I'm just I'm not sure. She's oh, yeah, she does this. Maybe we should, wait a little more if it happens again. So, yeah, I'm just, like, it's just hard. This is why the game is that much harder for me to tell you, listening into your, you experiencing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
I hope you find this. What if you're just exactly direct in your bio? I do not kiss. Do not kiss me until I initiate the kiss.
Okay, the problem is that I don't like to be, like, honest.
Are you honest with me?
Yeah.
What percentage, like, of the time?
In terms of, like, my, who can count?
Oh, really? Gosh.
In terms of, like, dating, I feel like if guys see that, it's, like, immediately off-putting. You know?
Mm-hmm. Because they like the chase. Like, they don't like that you're being direct with them.
That I think they are more physical. I mean, I feel generally...
It's okay. We could put them in a bucket.
They're like, no one come. But, like, men are, like, more physical right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
I know that's not, like, 100% the case, but that's how I feel. Lots of them, yeah. And so if they're, like, on dating apps and they have, like, you know, tons of options and you see one that's, like, oh... You know, nothing at all. They're like, no, thank you. You know, there's, like, so many options out there.
That's true.
It's kind of, like, my insecurity, I guess. That, like, I don't really want them to know that. Which, obviously, is why this stuff happens.
It's stressful for you, yeah.
Yeah, which is why I'm, like, it's fine. Because the alternative of, like, that's why I was, like, when the guy said that, I was, like, you're wild. Because I've never said that once, which is, like, my fault. Yeah. I understand that. So I'm like, mm-hmm. It's not their fault that they try to kiss me. I just try to avoid it mm-hmm. as seamlessly as possible, yeah. And it's never seamless.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I don't blame them, minus the whole, I would like to leave, and they're like, well, I'll walk you to your car. And I'm like, mm-hmm. No, thank you.
You know what? I think that maybe if you just find a good escape route... like a book, right? You got, like, escape route 1, 2, 3, 4. Then you could just seamlessly escape all every your time. Dates every time.
Okay, help me think of a technique.
Yeah.
What's a good...
Okay. The date's coming to an end.
Uh-huh.
You see a friend. Oh! Hey, Leah! I didn't know you were here. Oh my gosh, while you're here, let's go grab coffee. Da-da-da-da. Oh, okay. Bye. Oh!
Do you want to hear something?
Have you done that before?
No, but when we went to trivia with one of my dates once,
yeah.
We carpooled,
yeah.
And the date arrived, like, in his own car.
Yeah.
At the end of trivia, I was like, I'll walk you to your car.
Yeah.
Because that's ideal. I will walk you to your car,
yeah.
And then I'll walk back,
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. to, like, my friends
yeah.
who are waiting. And yeah. I walked into his car.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, was like, no, I'll walk you. And I'm like, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
You're, like, walking with us.
Yeah.
Versus us being, like, separate entities, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's weird, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'll just walk you. That makes the most sense in my
mm-hmm.
head.
Mm-hmm.
I walked into his car, was like, okay, like, bye.
Mm-hmm.
He then was like, no, I'll walk you.
Back?
Yeah. When we're already at his car. We're already at his car.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I'm like, no. Like, just get in your car. Why yeah. are you like this?
Yeah.
And then he's like, if we don't walk back, I'm going to, like, pick you up and walk back. I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's weird. I do feel like that sounds like something in, like, a romance book. You know? He's like, oh, I'll pick you up. And I'll take you back.
Yeah, you know when people say, like, oh, when you read it, you're like, oh, so giddy, but imagining it happening in real yeah. life, you're like, ew.
No.
So, yeah, I guess you're right. You know, that they're, like, playfully doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get him to leave.
Yeah. I think you should have let him walk you back.
I did.
Oh.
Because I'm like, I don't want to be forcibly carried
yeah, yeah.
back. That'd be weirder.
Yeah, did he try to make a move on you after he walked you back? Because I think that would be weird.
No,
like,
okay.
You walked her back to kiss her in front of her friends.
No, I know, right? I was like, I don't understand. Actually, this one was the most, like, I feel like he was kind of, like, awkward-ish.
I think those are the good ones, right? Can't have them too confident.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like he was good. I'm like, I should take notes out of your book, minus that whole thing. Because
yeah.
I feel like he set us up for, like, good scenarios to, like, kiss.
Mm-hmm.
But since I, like, wasn't really into it, it kind of, he was like, oh, okay. Yeah, you know, like, I feel like that's kind of what happened because that's how that ended.
Sad.
Yes, help me. But I think it would be weird. Do you think that, do I have to have a friend every time or can I make up? Oh, my friend's over there. Goodbye.
No, you can't make up because it has to be different each time. I have to think about it. We gotta, you know what? ChatGPT. Like, come on, why are we thinking too hard?
How to say goodbye.
Put the prompt in and they'll provide us the examples. Simple.
So, yeah. Yeah. They're like, I'll walk you to your car and you say, oh, maybe I should just say, okay, and then get in my car and just drive away.
That's the worst one.
What?
But just that's jump the best in your car one. And drive?
But in
just
the
jump and drive?
Just in the sense that, okay, I let him walk me to my car. Yeah. No issues there. No awkwardness. You know, yeah. And then I'm like, okay, bye. And then I get in my car.
Yeah, but you got to angle yourself right. If he's, like in front of your door, you know, you can't, like...
Because the thing is, like, normally you, like, hug him goodbye.
Yeah.
And that's where...
That's when they go in for the kiss.
I know. So, basically, I think I just have to get good at, like, hugging and, like... Leaving. Obviously not.
I know.
Or just start kissing them.
That sounds like a lot of kissing, though.
Well, I don't go on that many dates. So, I feel like those are the alternatives. No, so I gotta go and then immediately push away.
Yeah. It's just a scary situation, because what if he's, like, into it, like, he holds you back? Like,
Well, yeah, I think if that were to happen, I would be more concerned for my safety than being awkward, so...
I'm telling you, autopilot, kiss the girl. I will present to you the list of escape ideas.
Okay. Thank you. Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways, this kind of got off the rails.
Oh, totally. But that's okay. I'm glad we were able to connect on it.
Yeah, I'll keep you updated, and you'll keep me updated on new techniques.
Of course.
See if
sounds like a plan.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. We had a nice long episode. This is a summer special. Anyways, Haley, do you have a song for us?
Okay, do you have a song? Do you need your phone for that?
Yeah. Wait, let me just think about it. You go first and I'll just keep thinking.
Okay, but I didn't have one in my head.
An ironic one would be Kiss the Girl.
That's true.
From Disney's Little Mermaid. La 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 la, my oh my, la 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 la, we wanna kiss the girl. Okay. That's mine.
Mine is gonna be that song that I sent you. Did you listen to it?
Did you send me a song?
I did. You thumbs up it.
And I thought, maybe I forgot.
She didn't listen to it. it's going to be... When did I... Oh. Stay to Summer by Aaron Kinsey.
Mmm. Oh. Ooh, yeah, that already sounds good. 1 second into it.
I feel like it's a good summer song.
Oh, yeah, we're all about that summer vibes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.